Okay, I'm going to start with the Gemara. This is Gemara Pesachim, Daf Kuf Chesem Ad Aleph.
Where is this Pesachim?
Pesachim. Pesachim Kuf Ches.
Hello?
Kuf Ches. So here by the two dots, you can see, over here, so the Gemara says, Itmar, Matzah Tzor Chesebo, Mor Ein Tzor Chesebo. Now when you eat the matzah, you have to recline, you have to do a seba. But when you eat the mor, then you don't have to do a seba. And Rashi and the Rashbam explain, because the idea of a seba is to show cheirus, that we're free men and we recline the way they used to eat the reclining. And that's appropriate to the matzah, but not to the mor, because the mor is a sign of avdus, which is the opposite of cheirus, so we don't do a seba by the mor. Yayin, so that's in regard to matzah and mor. But what about yayin? What about the dalad kaisis? So the Gemara says, let me just mute this. So the Gemara says, Yayin, Machlekes, Itmar Mishmei Rav Nachman, not really Machlekes, two versions. Itmar Mishmei Rav Nachman Sar Chesebo. Some said in the name of Rav Nachman that for the wine you do have to do Chesebo. The Itmar Mishmei Rav Nachman ain't Sar Chesebo. And others, there was another version that Rav Nachman said that you don't need Chesebo for the wine. Not the Gemara Balei Pligi, not a Machlekes. There's a difference between the first two cases and the last two cases. One of those sets needs a seba and the other one doesn't. So when Rav Nachman said it needs a seba, Yayin needs a seba, he was referring to two of the cases. When he said that Yayin does not need a seba, he was referring to the other two of the cases. Which is which? Amrila lahaygiso or amrila lahaygiso. So here already we have two versions. Amrila lahaygiso. One version is Trei kosi kamoi boy hasebo. Dafka, the two first cups need hasebo. The hashduhu the kamasu cheirus, because that's when the cheirus is beginning. We're telling the story how we went out of Mitzrayim. The first two cases means kiddush and magid. That's when we're telling about becoming bnei cheirin. That's when it's important to have hasebo. Trei kosi basroi loy boy hasebo. But the last two cases, which is birchas hamazon and halal, my dehavi havi. It's already passed. We already told the story about going out free. So the last two cases don't have to have hesebo. Amrila lahaygiso. Others said it just the opposite. Adra, trei kosi basroi bo hesebo. That is the last two cases that need hesebo. Because ahi shaita the kahab yecheres, that's when we went out of Mitzrayim, towards the end of the night, towards the end of the Seder. Trei kosi kamoi loy bo hesebo. But the first two cases don't need hesebo. Because at the beginning of the Seder, so to speak, akati avodam ayinuk omar, that we are still talking about being avodim. So with the Seder is a recreation of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So as we get to the culmination, that's when we do the Hasebo to show Cheus. We have two versions. Dafka the first two cases, Dafka the last two cases. Ashad itmerochi, vitmerochi, says the Gemara, the Halacha, since we have a version that the Hasebo is necessary for the first two cases, we have another version that is for the last two cases. So therefore, la halach we machmir that idi boy hasebo, that we do hasebo for all four cases. So that's our practice. We do hasebo for matzah, we do hasebo for dalad kaisos, but not for mur. And here from the Gemara, the idea of hasebo is to show cheiros. So I want to start with the question, which is, the Gemara is talking over here about all the various things that are done by the Seder night, and which ones need hasebo and which ones don't. So we have matzah, yes, check, needs a seba. We have maror, does not need a seba because it's avdus. And we have the dalad kaisos, two of which need a seba, but we're not sure which do, so all four need a seba. There's one other thing that we are supposed to eat by the Seder night that's conspicuous in its absence in this Gemara. That the Gemara, l'chaor, should be talking about whether or not it needs a seba. What is that?
Allah.
Of the things that we have to eat by the Seder night, there's matzah, and there's maror, and there's
karpas,
yayin. Okay, so there's karpas. But karpas, I could understand the karpas are not so important. Karpas is just kadesh yishlu hatinoikas. So maybe the karpas, kadesh yishlu hatinoikas, that doesn't have to be with the cheiros. So karpas is one of the things we have to eat, but I could understand why that does not require hesebo. But there's something else that we're supposed to eat by the Seder night. it may not leap to Pesach because none of you have ever eaten it.
Korban Pesach.
What about Korban Pesach? I would think the Korban Pesach should need Hesebo. That's certainly showing like matzah. It's why should it be different than the matzah? Why it should need Hesebo? So Demis is, and the Gemara, it's not a kapsha really, because the Gemara was written long after the Churban. Rav Nachman over here, we're talking about hundreds of years after the Churban. So the Gemara doesn't mention Korban Pesach because the Gemara is talking halacha lemaisa, halacha lemaisa. We don't have a Korban Pesach. But the question is still a good question.
Probably.
The question is still a good question because if you look in the Rambam, where'd the Rambam go? Look in the Rambam brings the halacha of Hasebo. Let's read the Rambam. It starts here in Perek Zayin Halacha Vav. The Chol Dor V'Dor Chayev Adam Laharis Es Atzmi Ki Lehu Ba'atzmi Yotza Atam Yishiv Ben Mitzrayim. Every generation you have to show that you went out of Mitzrayim. Shemero V'Yisoro Hitzim Yishom Yaldo V'Zed Tziva Kulishor V'Zachar Tekevara Yisa Kalemer Ki Lehu Atam Bi'atzmecha Ha'yisa Ebed. So we have to show that we went out of Mitzrayim. Lefichach, kishesoy dodem balayla hazeh. But therefore, when we have the Suda Pesach by night, and we have the Seder, says the Rambam. Scroll down. Sarach lechel v'lishtois v'hu meisiv derecheres. You have to do a seder. You have to eat while you're reclining. Chalechel v'echad ben anoshim v'noshim chayim lishtois balayla hazeh arba kishes shel yayin. You also have to eat four cups. Wine, no less than four cups of wine. He goes on about the four cups of wine for a little bit, and then he comes back to Hesebo in Halacha Ches. I feel oni should be Yisrael loyechel at Yosef. Even a poor person should has to do Hesebo, even though the whole year round he's poor and downtrodden and doesn't have a very luxurious lifestyle by his suda. Basically, now he has to recline while he's eating. A woman doesn't have to do Hesebo. But if she's an important first lady, then she does have to do a seba. So Gemara was important with that. The Ramah says that all the ladies nowadays are important. Ramah is a very diplomatic person. So he says all the ladies today are. But then the ladies are making for other reasons not to do a seba nowadays because the ladies rely on the opinion of the Rav Yoha that Bizman Hazeh, we don't have a seba. Anyway, but then the Ramah says, the Rambam says, "Ve'emasai." Let me skip down a little bit. "Ve'emasai tzrichem haseiba." When do you do haseiba? "V'shas achilis kazayis matzah." When you eat the matzah, "U'v'shtias arba kaisus ha'elu." And when you drink the dalad kaisus, "The shara achilosai v'shtiosai." The rest of the meal, "im hesiv areizim mishuluch." It's certainly praiseworthy. "Im lave neitzorach," but you don't really have to. Now, the Rambam is not talking about bezman hazeh because if you read through the Rambam, you'll see it's very clear. The Rambam, when he describes the halachas of Pesach by night, he describes Pesach by night, the way it's supposed to be with the Korban Pesach. Later at the end of the parak, he says, Bizman Hazeh, we don't have a Korban Pesach, so he tells me what's different Bizman Hazeh. But the Rama's presentation of all of these halachas, the whole parak, is describing the Korban Pesach, is describing the Seder rather, with the Korban Pesach. And nonetheless, the Rama says that you do Haseba by the Matzah and by the Yayin, and there's no mention of the Korban Pesach. So that's already Eimer Darsheni. Why does the Rambam not mention that you have to do a seba when you eat the korban and pesach? You should.
What about afikomen? You know, afikomen doesn't need a seba.
What
about afikomen? Doesn't need a seba.
Well, yeah, Rambam mashma. It's only the kezayis matzah, only the critical kezayis of matzah. The rest is meshubach, but what's ma'akev is the kezayis of matzah. So look at that. I can understand. Really, all the matzahs that we eat, you really only need to eat one kezayis. Everything else is extra. And bisman and the Rambam is talking about when there was no afikomen, there was only a korban pesach. Our afikomen is only in lieu of the korban pesach. When they had a korban pesach, they didn't have an afikomen. But that's the question. Why doesn't the Rambam say you have to do it by the korban pesach? So Hazeh, let's see a little bit more about Hazeh. First of all, I want to read with you. It's very cool, this whole feature over here that I can show you Svarim.
So this great.
You could overdo it also. I could overdo it and wear your patience thin, but a little bit. This is from a sefer called Bad Kodesh. Bad Kodesh is Rav Berel Pavarsky, Rav Shimon Ponovich, and Eretz Yisrael. very big landing on him today. So he actually follows. He quotes the Raman that we just read. The chol dor v'dor chayiv adam laharis es atzmi kilu hu ba'atzmi yotza atam yishu b'mitzrayim. That you have to show that you went out of Mitzrayim. And the Raman continues, l'fichav k'shesoy don v'alayla zeh, when you differ by the Suda, you have to do a Seba, who may save their Echerus. And then he continues, and then he says, you have to drink Dalad Kaisais. And then in Allah Chachas, he continues, I feel the Oni should be Yisrael lo Yoichal Ad Sheyosef. So he says, B'nei Sidur Dinei Haram of Tzorach Bir, the Ram's order is strange. First he starts in Allah Chazayin and he says, you have to do a Seba. But he doesn't complete all the details. He just says you have to be masiv. You have to do a seva. And then he interjects with dalad kaisis. Then he reverts back to talk about a seva. And then in halacha tes, he goes back and he says more of the halachas about dalad kaisis. So the Rama mixes up. He starts with a seva, and then he goes on. If you look back at the Rama, you see that's how it is. The Rama says tzorach lechel v'humesiv derech cheirus. So that's cheirus. Then he says that you have to have dalad kaisis. Then he goes back and he goes on about dalad kaisis a little bit. Then he goes back to haseba and when you have to do haseba, and then he goes back to dalad kaisis. So first haseba, then dalad kaisis, then haseba, then dalad kaisis. The Rama should talk about haseba and finish up with haseba. Talk about dalad kaisis and finish up with dalad kaisis. But the Rama bouncing back and forth between the two. So he says Hashem uvur midibei Ramam the mitzvahs haseba mitzvahs dalad kaisis chodhi. That a seib and dalad kaisis are really interconnected. The yisoid mitzvah, k'moisha kosher ba'lochavov, they both really have one idea in common. The chayav adam laharis es atzmi kilu yotzim mitzrayim. But you have to demonstrate chayrus, as if we went out. L'kayim inyin mitzvah zu chivu chachamim manhogam yuchedis b'lel ha-seder. Therefore, chachamim required special things that we do by the seder, that are hanhogas malchus v'chayrus, that show how we're eating in a royal way, like free men. And that expresses itself in two things: al yedei sebo, which is derech bnei chayrin, and al yedei the dalad kaisis. And therefore, to make a long story short, or a short story shorter, he says that's why the Rambam intermingles it, because this is he fails the general idea. You have to have a sebo with dalad kaisis. Then he goes into the details of a sebo, and then the details of the dalad kaisis. But it's a package. A sebo and dalad kaisis is one idea of showing cheirus at the seder. So if that's the case, so I have a new question. Because if seba and dalad kaisis are really the same idea of cheirus, and yet when it came to the dalad kaisis, the Rambam has, the Gemara said that there's a suffix, which of the two kaisis need seba? The first two or the last two? And there's one version that only the first two kaisis need a seba, because that's when we need to really, that's when we're telling the story about cheirus, about going out of Mitzrayim. And the last two kaisis don't need a seba. And then there's an opposite version of Nachman. Maybe after the last two kaisis, we're coming to the end of the seder, the culmination, when we really became free. That's when we need a seba. The first two kaisis don't need a seba. Then since we're not sure which version is correct, so we do a seba by all four. But it's clear in the Gemara that the cheirus that we demonstrate with the haseba is either by the first two kaisis, the beginning of the seder, or by the last two kaisis, the end of the seder. But it's not by both. So my question is: so why is dalad kaisis by all four kaisis? Meaning, the whole reason why we drink dalad kaisis, as we saw in the Rambam, as Roberto Pavarsky made clear, he showed that it goes together with the haseba. It's all one package of cheirus. So how is it that the dalad kaisis themselves, we have at the beginning of the Seder, and we have at the end of the Seder, we have two kaisis at the beginning, and two kaisis at the end, and the dalad kaisis are all to show cheiris. So if you only look at the dalad kaisis, it seems that there's an idea to show cheiris at the beginning, and there's an idea just as much to show cheiris at the end. That's why we have four kaisis, and not just two. So then what's the difference? Why is it that when it comes to the haseba, we say that haseba, which is also the show cheiris, and somehow there's this distinction that maybe a seba is only by the beginning of the Seder when we're telling about going out of Mitzrayim. Maybe it's more by the end of the Seder when we actually went out of Mitzrayim. If a seba is not the whole way through, so why are dalad kaisis the whole way through? And if dalad kaisis are the whole way through from beginning to end, then why isn't a seba from beginning to end? Especially since you see in the Rambam as Reb Berel pointed out, that Aseba and Dalet Kaisus are just two aspects of the same central idea of showing Cheirus. Very strange thing. I looked around a lot. This kasha, I haven't found anybody who asked this kasha, but to me it seems like a very glaring question.
Okay.
So I want to suggest an answer. Again, just by looking closely at the language of the Rambam. Again, the Rambam said, it's all about demonstrating that we went out of Mitzrayim. And the Rambam therefore says, Lefichoch.
Take care.
Yalach Hazayim. Lefichoch.
Yeah, that's who's on the schedule.
Yeah. Lefichoch, therefore, kishesoyed odom balayla hazeh, when a person is eating the suda, Pesach by night, so he stresses, when you're eating the suda, by the way, you're all mostly not muted. You're not muted. If you want to mute yourself, then you have to mute yourself. So the answer is when you're soyed, you should be mesiv derech cheiros. And then he says, "B'cholechad ve'echad ben anoshim ben noshim chayev lishtois balayla hazeh arba kaisa shol yayin." It doesn't say here kishes soyed that when you're soyed, when you have the suda, you have to drink four cases of yayin. It's an interesting distinction. When the Rambam is talking about a seba, he stresses kishes soyed. The previous page, he says, so when you're having the suda, you have to have a seba. When he talks about the dalet kaisos, he doesn't say the word kishesoyed. And I think there's a very strong reason for that. Because the Rambam later on says that even though the dalet kaisos that we have are arranged strung along the structure of the Seder night, the first case is Kiddush, and the second case is Maggid, and the third case is Benching, and the fourth case is Halal. But the Rambam writes later, Shosa arba kaisos mizugim bevas achas. What if you drank the four cases of Yayin all at once? Not one case for Kiddush, and one case for Maggid, and one case for Benching, and one case for Halal. You just sat down and you drank valid cases. We're impatient. We just drank the dalet kaisos all at one belt. Belting them all down. Zok Rambam, yidei cheirus yotza. Yidei arba kaisos lo yotza. You yotze the din of cheirus. You're not yotze the din of arba kaisos. So the Biskrov explains, the Rambam means that dalet kaisos has two aspects. First of all, is the aspect that the Rambam talked about before, that we drink dalet kaisos to show cheirus. Because the asudas hayayin is shows cheirus. Then there's another idea, which the Gemara talks about, that we have these dalet kaisos that we're drinking for cheiros. So the Gemara says, dalet kaisos tikna rabon and derech cheiros. They established four kaisos for cheiros. Hilchot kochad v'chad neved bo mitzvah. Therefore, let's do a mitzvah with each kais. So Chazal took these dalet kaisos that were drinking fundamentally for cheiros, and they incorporated them into the mitzvahs halayla, kiddush, benching, and so on and so forth. So the Rambam says, what if I didn't do that? I just drank the dalet kaisos, not as part of the Seder. I came home from shul, I took out my dalet kaisos, I drank them all up. So the Rambam said, you're yoytze the din of cheiros. You're not yoytze the idea of arba kaisos, that means you're not yoytze the takana to incorporate the dalet kaisos into the Seder. But it's nonetheless cool that you had dalet kaisos and you fulfilled the idea of kaisos, dalet kaisos, as an expression of cheiros. So the Biskrov explains this Rambam. So if that's the case, then we could, what do you see from this Rambam? That the Dalet Kaisos as an expression of Cheiros can exist totally independently of the Suddah Halayla. The Suddah starts with Kiddush and Benching and so on. That's the Suddah of the Korban Pesach. The Dalet Kaisos, we incorporate them into the Suddah. But you could be Yoytzi the idea of Cheiros by drinking dalet kaisos that have nothing to do with the Seder. You would not be yotze the what the Rambam calls yidei arba kaisos, the other idea of incorporating them into the Suda Kol Chad V'Chad Neved B'Mitzvah. But the idea of Chayrus that the Rambam was talking about before, that's fulfilled by drinking Dalet Kaisis, even though they're totally disconnected from the order of the Seder.
The Yosha Chayrus with Masubin, without the Ayin.
Oh, so one second. No, so here's where I think the difference is. So what you see from here in regard to Dalet Kaisis is that Dalet Kaisis is an independent idea from the Suda. We incorporate it into the Suda also. But the Chayrus of Dalet Kaisis can exist independently of the Suda. You could drink Dalet Kaisis totally disconnected from the Suda. You would fulfill the Chayrus of Dalet Kaisis. I don't think that's true about Hasebo. I think that's why the Rambam stresses that when he talks about Hasebo, Lefichach kishe soyid odna balayla hazeh, soyach lechel v'lishtois v'humesiv derech Chayrus. Hasebo cannot exist separate from the Suda. If you would come home and be mesiv and it's not part of the Suda, you would not fulfill the idea of Haseba. And it makes a lot of sense, because really the idea of what's the idea of Haseba? Why is Haseba a sign of Chayrus? Because the Mishnah says in Brochus that a Suda's Kva, I've spoken about this many times, a Suda's Kva, we haven't done it, that a Suda's Kva is eaten by Haseba. A Suda's Arai, that you're eating on the run, on the go, that you eat not by Haseba. But a relaxed, formal meal, they ate, the minute was that they ate by Haseba. That has halachic ramifications, as we've spoken about many times. If in order to make a mezumah, the Mishnah says you have to have a seba. You shouldn't say this. Man hazeh, we have a suddas kva without a seba, so we make a mezumah even sitting upright. But midin ha-gemara, midin ha-mishnah, a seba makes the suddah into a suddas kva. And I think that that's why a seba shows chayrus. A seba is not a sign of chayrus because free people lie on their sides. You go into, you know, you go to, you can go to a rich, free person at work, and he's not lying on his side. You know, you could go into, I don't know, the guy who owns Amazon, probably the richest person in the world, if he wasn't before, now for sure. And he's not going to be lying on his side. Even in the Tani time in the Mishnah, the Suda they ate lying, because that was the way, we know from other places also, you read Homer, you could also discover that they used to eat the Sudas lying down. So Haseba is only meaningful because it makes the Suda into a Suda's Kva, and that is exactly the Chayrus. That free men, when they sit down to eat, they don't eat a sandwich, they don't eat on the go, they have time to relax and to invite guests and to eat a formal meal. So we have a Suda the way free men have a Suda, namely with Chayrus, namely with Haseba. So Haseba is meaningless without the Suda. And I think that's the distinction here in the language of the Rambam. When the Rambam talks about a seba, he stresses kishes soyed. When you're soyed, when you have the suda, you have to be masive, because the haseba gives a certain character to the suda of a suda's kva, which is the suda of a b'nei chayrin. So it's intertwined, it's inseparable from the idea of the suda. But by dalet kaisus, the Rambam doesn't say a word about kishes soyed. The cholecher be'echad ben anoshim enoshim chayav lishtais dalet kaisus shel yayin. You have to drink dalet kaisus Pesach by night. Doesn't have to be with the Seder. A person who's not making a Seder at all still has to drink Dalet Kaisis. I think it'd be a big enough community. What if a person's on a desert island and he doesn't have matzah and he doesn't have morah and he doesn't have a Seder at all? He's just going to read the Haggadah and that's it. But wine he has. That floated ashore from the ship. Wine he has. Does he have to drink Dalet Kaisis? The Rambam said later that Dalet Kaisis can be disconnected from the Suda. There's a mitzvah chayrus is expressed by drinking Dalet Kaisis. But does he have to do Haseba? I don't think so. Because Haseba is only when there's a Suda, and if there's no bread, then there's no Suda. And I understand why. Because Haseba is makes the Suda into a Suda's Kva. If there's no Suda, then Haseba is meaningless. If that's the case, so then I think we can solve our problem. Why is it that the Gemara says that Haseba is either at the beginning of the Suda, the first two cases, or the last two cases? The Gemara is not sure where exactly the Haseba is important. Is it when you're talking about going out of Mitzrayim at the beginning, or when we're actually closer to going out of Mitzrayim at the end? But that's clear in the Gemara, that it's one or the other. The Haseba is only for the first two cases or the last two cases. But the four cases themselves, I don't know how to say this, the four cases themselves are by all four cases. Right? There's no din. They only have to drink four kaisis at the first two kaisis, or you only have to drink four kaisis at the last two kaisis. You have to drink four kaisis at all four kaisis. So how come? If they're both expressions of chayrus, so how come when it comes to yayin, you just have to drink four kaisis? There's no first two or last two. They're all four the same. But when it comes to hasebah, somehow we're saying, well, hasebah is not for all four. Hasebah is only the first two or only the last two. Now is our problem. What's the difference? I think the difference is, and this is a deep idea, I think the difference is that the Dalet Kaisos, because they exist independently of the Seder, so there's no such thing as the first two and the last two. If you sit down and you drink Dalet Kaisos, just Dalet Kaisos on a desert island with no Seder at all, there's no such thing as the first two Kaisos are when we're talking about going out of Mitzrayim, and the last two Kaisos are when we're coming closer to going out of Mitzrayim, because that's only when you have a Seder and you have a Suda, and the Suda has a structure. That's why we call it a Seder. It has a structure. And there's a Magid, and there's a Halal, and so on. You have that whole superstructure. So then you could talk about the beginning of the Seder is the Magid, when we're talking about going out of Mitzrayim. The end of the Seder is the Halal, where we're actually thanking Hashem for our being out of Mitzrayim already. So there it makes sense. In the Suda, there's a structure. The Suda of Pesach night has this superstructure that makes it make sense to talk about the difference in theme between, you know, what's the atmosphere like at the beginning of the Seder, what's the atmosphere like at the end of the Seder, and to which part of the Suda and the Seder, which are interchangeable terms, Suda and Seder, it's the Seder of the Suda, at which part of the Seder is a Seder more appropriate. But when it comes to Dalet Kaisos, we inject them into the Seder, but they're not really part of the Seder, they're independent of the Seder. This is the Dalet Kaisos, they're independent of the Seder. Dalet Kaisos is something you have to drink Pesach by night. It doesn't matter if it's the first two kaisis or the last two kaisis, because in a certain sense, you can have valid kaisis disconnected from the whole Seder, in which case there isn't going to be a first two and a last two. Because first two and last two only means in reference to the Seder of the night. First two kaisis and last two kaisis means the kaisis that are part of Magid and Kiddush, and the kaisis that are part of Birchas HaMazon and Halo. So when it comes to Hesebah, that's tied into the Suda Kishir Sayyid. So there we can have a distinction between the beginning of the Seder and the end of the Seder, and when is Chayrus more come more to the fore. But when it comes to the Dalet Kaisos that are not intrinsically part of the Seder, we stick them into the Seder. But they could be, but you can drink them without the Seder. Yidei Chayrus Yotza. The Chayrus of Dalet Kaisos you don't need to have a Seder for. So there it doesn't make any difference if it's the first two Kaisos or the last two Kaisos. It's all the same because there is no such thing. And the Chayrus of the Dalet Kaisos, there's no such thing as the ones that are at the beginning of the Seder and the ones that are at the end of the Seder. They don't need a Seder. The Seder may need them, but they don't need the Seder. So therefore, Dalet Kaisos is independent. There's no, you need to have Dalet Kaisos and end the story.
Chayrus is only with the Dalet Kaisos?
Excuse me?
Mitzvah Chayrus is only with the Dalet Kaisos?
There's Chayrus with Dalet Kaisos and there's Chayrus with Hesebah. But I'm saying that it's a different kind of chayrus. The chayrus of what?
Each kaisis is a separate mitzvah. If you don't have a seder by all four, it means you're not yotze with chayrus on the kaisis.
So I think if what I'm saying is right in the Rambam, then I think it would imply that the dalet kaisis, if you drank them without a seder, you would be yotze.
Yotze with Dalet Kaisos, not Chayrus.
Well, you would be Yotze the Chayrus of Dalet Kaisos, but not the Chayrus of Hesebah. Because according to Rambam, these are two different ideas. The Chayrus of Hesebah is something that lends a certain character to the Suda. By doing Hesebah, I know how I said it, the Hesebah of the Chayrus of Hesebah means I do Hesebah as a means of making the Suda a Suda's Kva. And the Suda has to be a Suda's Kva in order to express chayrus. The Dalet Kaisos themselves have nothing to do with the Suda. I drag them into the Suda. The Suda uses them, but they don't need the Suda. They could be separate from the Suda. So that's a different chayrus. That's a chayrus of drinking Dalet Kaisos. That's why in Hesebah, there's a difference between the first two and the last two. It's the Hesebah of the beginning of the Seder is not the same as the Hesebah at the end of the Seder, because the Seder has a flow. It has a narrative. Right? The Seder, the Suda, has a narrative. It has a structure. So in Hesebah, which is part of the Suda, we can make a distinction between the Hesebah that's going on at the beginning of the story and the Hesebah that's going on at the end of the story. But the Dalet Kaisos, since they're not tied to the Suda, They don't have a narrative. They don't have a. There's no such thing as the cases that are at the beginning of the story and the cases at the end of the story. As far as the chayrus of dalad cases is concerned, the dalad cases is the thing. You have to drink dalad cases, and you could drink them totally disconnected from the seder, just on a desert island without a seder, and that would also be chayrus. So dalad cases you do to show chayrus, but it doesn't have. It's not part of a narrative structure. Then therefore, there's no difference between the earlier cases and the later cases.
It's just the drinking of the dalad cases that shows. Not the seba by dalad cases.
So both, but in a different way. It's true, I do have seba by the matzah and by the dalad cases and the rams and the chatchila by everything else. Also, it's a mitzvah min ha-mufcher. But the seba, but there it's, because you have to understand, the dalad cases themselves have a duality. The chayrus of dalad kaisis has nothing to do with the seder. You could be on a desert island, drink dalad kaisis, that's the chayrus. But the dalad kaisis also punctuate the seder. Like the Gemara says, Hilkoch kachad v'chad never b'mitzvah. I also use those dalad kaisis to punctuate the seder. So when I finish kiddush, when I make kiddush, that's one of the dalad kaisis. I do a seba then, but the seba is not for the mitzvah of dalad kaisis. The seba is to make the suda sudas kva. So I make the suda sudas kva at, you know, at the end of the kiddush, by kiddush, and I and at the end of Magid. So of course I'm doing it by the dalad kaisis. No, the Haseba plugs into the dalad kaisis as part of the structure. The dalad kaisis have two things. The dalad kaisis as chayrus are independent of the seder. Like that's what the Rambam says. If you drank dalad kaisis, the vas achas, you just drank dalad kaisis, nothing to do with the seder, you would be yotze completely the idea of chayrus that's expressed in dalad kaisis. But you will not be yotzei what the Rambam calls the din of dalad kaisis, meaning the other aspect of dalad kaisis, that the structure of the seder includes kaisis. Just as part of the structure of the seder, there's a kais for kiddush, a kais for magad, a kais for benching. That's the structure of the seder. Dalad kaisis has that too. That's not chayrus, but that's the hilkel kol chad v'chad neved b'mitzvah. The seder is structured around the dalad kaisis, just as part of its structure. And therefore, when do I do a seba? I do a seba at all the critical junctures, the critical joints of the seder, by the dalad kaisis and by the matzah and so on, all those critical joints of the suda, that's where I do heseba. And that's the chayrus of heseba. But the chayrus of heseba is something that I'm injecting into the suda to make it into a suda skva. The chayrus of dalad kaisis has nothing to do with the seder. Dalad kaisis is part of the seder. It punctuates the seder. But the chayrus of dalad kaisis can exist totally independently of the seder, as the Rambam says explicitly, that if you drank dalad kaisis before you even did the seder, you would fulfill the mitzvah of chayrus, of dalad kaisis. But I don't think in such a case your haseba would make any difference, because haseba has to be part of the suda. If you're drinking dalad kaisis not as part of the suda, then haseba is meaningless, because the Rambam stresses that haseba is kishesoyed on the balayla zeh. Haseba is part of the suda. So in such a case, such a person who came home, he drank dalad kaisis, and they told, no, you have to make a seder. So now he's going to make a seder without dalad kaisis, or maybe drink the dalad kaisis again, I don't know. But those first dalad kaisis, they were chayrus, but they weren't part of the suda. Haseba over there wouldn't have anything, wouldn't mean anything. Haseba only means something when it's part of the structure of the seder. So that's why I'm saying, but by haseba, it makes sense to distinguish between the haseba at the beginning of the seder and haseba at the end of the seder, as Rav Nachman does, because the seder is a story. And that's the question of the Gemara. Which part of the story of the seder is haseba more important? That's two opinions in Rav Nachman. Dalad kaisis are not a story. We put them into this, we use them later to punctuate the story, but the chayrus of dalad kaisis has nothing to do with the story. The chayrus of dalad kaisis is even a person not making a seder at all. He drinks dalad kaisis for chayrus. So the dalad kaisis are not part of the story. They're stama a fulfillment of chayrus, but they're not part of the seder, they're not part of the narrative. So therefore, by the dalad kaisis, it makes no difference. First kaisis, last kaisis, there's no such thing as far as the chayrus of the kaisis, as first kaisis and last kaisis, because first and last is only when it's part of the story, the beginning of the story and the end of the story, and the dalad kaisis are independent of the story altogether. So now let's go back to the question that we began with, which is, the Gemara says that you have to do a seva by matzah, and you have to do a seva by dalad kaisis, right? Not by mor, so we understand that's avdus. But why doesn't it say that you have to do a seva by the Korban Pesach? And I said, the Gemara itself is not really kash, the Gemara is after the Beis HaMikdash. But on the Rambam, the Rambam is writing, is talking about the time when there was a Beis HaMikdash. And still he only says there's a seva by the matzah and there's a seva by the dalad kaisis. Why isn't there a seva by the Korban Pesach?
Well, what, I don't understand why is there a seva by the Dalet Kosos then?
Because the Dalet Kosos, besides their function of chayrus, the Dalet Kosos are also the ala kos of the various chalokim of the seder. In other words, the seder has to be said ala kos. So kiddush has to be said ala kos. The magid has to be said ala kos. The rabbi writes bichas hamazon has to be said ala kos. Hallel by the seder has to be ala kos. So the ala kos, which is like all the segments of the seder, all the brachas of the seder are said ala kos. So that ala kos should be done with a seba. But it's nothing to do with the chayrus of the Dalet Kosos. It has to do with the fact that the Seder is ala kos, and therefore I want the Seder to be Be'er Seba, so I drink the Kosos Be'er Seba, and that makes the Seder Be'er Seba. But the chayrus of the Dalet Kosos could be nothing to do with the Seder. I could drink them before I even have a Seder, or even if I don't have a Seder, I don't have any matzah, I don't have anything else, I could still drink Dalet Kosos, because the chayrus of Dalet Kosos is a separate and independent idea. It's Kamaka Gemara Mefresh, and where it says in Kufta Zayin, Dalet Kosos Tikna Rabbanan Derech Chayrus, Hilkoch Kol Chad V'Chad Neved B'Mitzvah. You see clearly in the Gemara, it's two separate ideas. Dalet Kosos Tikna Rabbanan Derech Chayrus, that has nothing to do with the Seder. But once we have them, we Kol Chad V'Chad Neved B'Mitzvah, we build them into the Seder as well. But their primary obligation, the primary obligation of Chayrus of Dalet Kosos, doesn't do the Seder. Once we have them, we put them into the Seder. So we had a question at the beginning, which was, why, when it comes to Korban Pesach, is there no Hesebo? Where did that go? So I think now we can say a pasuk to answer. Now that we've established that Hesebo has to do with the Seuda, and this chayrus of Hesebo is not stam because kings or free people lie on their side, but because that's how they eat a meal. And it's linked to the Mishnah in Brachas that an achilas kva has to be with Hesebo. So that the Gemara says in Brachas, in Ketz and Mavarchim, those who learned that film, you might remember, the Gemara over there says that the din of Hesebo is only by lechem, and the Gemara says by yayin also. By lechem and yayin, there's halacha that if you do Hesebo, you could be might see somebody else in Birchas Hamazon, you could be might see somebody else in Hamaitzi, you could be might see somebody else in Bari Priya Gofen. You could do Hesebo from today till tomorrow, you cannot be might see somebody else in Bari Priya Eitz, or even a Bari Minim Mizoinus. It doesn't work for anything else except for lechem and yayin. That's halacha in Birchas Hanenen. That's the Gemara in Ketzin Mavarchim. If I want to be might see you in Hamaitzi, if we're sitting, it doesn't work, at least Bizman HaMishnah, it wouldn't work, we would have to do Hesebo. I want to be mitzvah you in Bari Priya Gofen. The Gemara says that we could do a Seba and I could be mitzvah you in Bari Priya Gofen. But if we're both eating an apple, so we can't do a Seba and I'll be mitzvah you in Bari Priya Eitz. It doesn't work. There's no such thing as a kfias to eat an apple. Kfias is only for lechem and yai. So now that we've seen that the mitzvah says Seba Pesach by night is in order to make the Suda, as the Rambam stresses, Kishe Soyed, is in order to make the Suda a Suda's Kva. So it only makes sense by those foods that the Hesebo could give a kfiyas to. So when you eat bread or yayin, you drink yayin, so the Hesebo there could be effective in giving it a kfiyas and making it an achilas kva, so you have to do Hesebo. But when you have maror, the reason why you don't do Hesebo by maror is not like Rashi, because it's avdus. Nothing to do with avdus. Maror didn't say that. Rashi said it. According to the Rambam, it could be the reason why there's no Hesebo by maror is because myrrh is a vegetable, and in a Bari Priya Adama, Hesebo doesn't do anything, because it doesn't make it into a kfiyas anyway. So the din of Hesebo is limited to those foods that can be made into an achilas kva. So lechem can be made into an achilas kva, yayin can be made into an achilas kva. But if you're eating corned beef, and I'm eating corned beef, and I want to be mitzvah you in the shakel, that's clear in the Gemara that I cannot do it, even if I do Hesebo. Hesebo doesn't work for anything except lechem v'yayin. That's halachas in. And if you look it up in Shulchan Aruch, and Hilchas Birchas Hanenah, that's the halacha. So I think that's the reason why the din of Hesebo is limited to bread and to wine. Those are the foods for which Hesebo is effective in turning them into an achilas kva. But for Myrrh, and even for Korban Pesach, where Hesebo can't turn into an achilas kva, even if I wanted to, so there's no dinner, there's no chiv of Hesebo Pesach by night either. And that, I think, corroborates this whole idea that the Hesebo Pesach by night is not some independent idea. The Hesebo is, as the Rambam says, Kishe Soyer, it's to turn the Suda into a Suda's Kva. So it's only in those foods that can be rendered in Achilles Kla. So that's the sum of everything I wanted to say tonight. That there's a difference between, even though both Dalet Kaisis and both Dalet Kaisis and Haseba are both expressions of Chayrus, but they work in a different way. Dalet Kaisis is an expression of Chayrus because you sit down, you have wine, and that's Chayrus, and it has nothing to do with the Seder. And therefore, there's no first Kaisis and last Kaisis. There's Dalet Kaisis. Haseba by itself is nothing. Free people don't walk around on their sides. They stand upright like a mensch. It's a din in the Suda. The Haseba's function is to make the Suda into a Suda's Kla. So therefore, A, it's only by bread and by wine, because it's only bread and wine that can be rendered in Suda's Kla, can be rendered in Achilles Kla. It doesn't apply to the Korban Pesach any more than it applies to the Mar, because vegetables and meat cannot be rendered in Achilles Kla, only Lechem V'Yayin, as the Gemara says in Ketz and Mavarchim. And number two, by Haseba already, since it's part of the Suda, and it's meaningless without the Suda, so therefore, it's connected to the structure of the Suda. And since the Suda has a structure, which is why we call it a Seder, it has a narrative, there's a story, we talk about Avodah Mayinu, then at the end we say Halal, there's a passage. So there, the Gemara can discuss, where in that story do we want to show the Chayrus more? At the beginning, at the end, that's the discussion. Where is the Seder more important? Where is it more important to express, to show and tell the Chayrus that the Seder is coming to recount? So by Haseba, the Gemara discusses where is the Haseba, maybe the first cases, maybe the last cases. The Chum, we do both. But the Dalet cases themselves, that has nothing to do, they really have nothing to do with the Seder, except the Seder needs them for its structure. We use them for the structure of the Seder. But the Dalet cases in and of themselves are independent of the Seder entirely.
I have two questions.
Yeah.
I have two questions. One, according to Rashi, then, would the Korban Pesach possibly require Haseba?
It could be. Maybe if you're Rashi Korban Pesach, I would think so. Because Rashi just says a different reason. Mor doesn't need a Seba because it's Avdus. So Lechayra would stand to reason the Rashi that the Korban Pesach should need a Seba. Could very well be. The Gemara itself is really not right. The Gemara is clearly talking long
after. According to the Rambam himself.
Right. What?
I'm saying according to the Rambam himself also.
According to the Rambam, I'm not following.
According to the Rambam himself, yeah. The Rambam says, L'chil, you should be base of Kol HaSuda. So are you reviewing the Suda just because it's subservient to the matzah, basically? That's why?
Right. No, it's the Rambam does say it's a mitzvah min ha-mufcher, it's to have Haseba spill over to everything. Because everything becomes part, it gets roped into the Kriyas. But the main things that make the Kriyas are the Lechem and the Yayin. So that's where the Haseba is obligatory. Right. The Rambam does say that it's praiseworthy to do a Haseba even by the Kompot. Because that once you have the kviyas that is established by the lechem and the yayin, so then everything else becomes part of the kviyas too. But what makes the kviyas is the lechem and the yayin. Those are the places where Haseba is critical. That's exactly the idea. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Very good. At 9 o'clock, there's going to be at 9 o'clock, there's going to be tilim for we have a lot of chaylim in the orbit of the shul, unfortunately. As in the whole world. Okay. Be well. Stay healthy.
Yeah. Take care.